Case number 7. Agatha is 42 and she's unmarried. For the last 20 years, she's looked after her widowed mother, who is a chronic invalid. Has to have everything done for her. Agatha does have a number of brothers and sisters, and some of these brothers and sisters are married. Several of the married ones have, in fact, grown up children. But throughout those 20 years, none of the brothers and none of the sisters and none of the nephews and none of the nieces have ever tried, even offered, to help Agatha look after her mother. They've been quite content to leave it all to Agatha. And they, of course, said among themselves, whenever it was discussed, that she obviously enjoys doing it, so why should we interfere? This is what they said. Now, for many, many years, Agatha has been deeply interested in Zen Buddhism. And she's read all the books on the subject that she could possibly get hold of. But she realizes, in fact, she's realized for quite a long time, that books can't tell one very much, can't take one very far. So 5 years ago, she took a rather bold step. 5 years ago, she wrote off to a Zen monastery in Japan, asking to be accepted as a novice disciple when she could come. And months later, she was provisionally accepted. And since then, she's been scraping the pounds and the pence together and saving up her fare and so on. And she now has enough money for 2 whole years in Japan at that monastery. And recently she had to break the news to her brothers and sisters. And she had to tell them quite frankly, nicely but firmly, that they'd have to look after mother, take care of mother, for a while. Now all the brothers and sisters, backed up by the nephews and nieces, thought that Agatha was being very unreasonable. They said that she knew perfectly well that none of them had time to look after mother. One of them, who couldn't come to the family consultation, wrote to her that he knew very little about Buddhism indeed, but he was quite sure it didn't teach selfishness. Agatha, however, is determined to go, even if it means depositing mother on somebody's doorstep.